Now it's a place called Galopin, G-A-L-O-P-I-N. They're producing everything's organic, locally sourced.
Oh, wow.
And they've been open a few months now. I went right after they opened, and I was underwhelmed. Apparently, someone had decided that organic means bland.
Oh, no.
And I just said, well, I'll just give them a little bit of time to work things out. Went recently, and a complete change.
Really?
Yeah, I was really pleased. One of the changes is a new chef, so maybe that had something to do with it.
That makes sense.
But I had a very nice lunch. They called it hot antipasto, and it had scallops. It had some salmon in it, and kind of all just presented in what might have been an unattractive pile if it hadn't tasted so good.
Okay.
Very nice flavors. I don't think I would have identified it as Cajun, but at least it had spicing in it, and there was flavor, and everything tasted fresh. You can't go by me that it was all organic. They say it's organic. It's fine with me.
Nice turnaround in just a few months then, huh?
Yeah, and was very, very happy to see that. Now, the new place down on Restaurant Row in the former Samba Room, remember that?
Yes.
Rocco's Tacos. Now, this is a restaurant out of South Florida, and it's Rocco's Tacos and Tequila, so which gives you a little bit of idea of what goes on here.
Huh.
And I know that whenever Rocco is there himself, he is known to jump up onto the bar and, you know, playing the tequila music from the Pee Wee Herman show, the
yes.
movie, you know, just pours tequila down the throats of patrons. And so,
oh, my heavens.
Yeah. So what's the picture you've got in your mind right now? And they serve food? Actually, the food is pretty good.
Really?
Hear the surprise in my voice. they're very big on their tableside guacamole. They have these guys who wheel carts throughout this. It's a big place. Wheel carts throughout the restaurant all day just making one guacamole after that. I think they call them guac masters or something like that. But that was good. I was just very, very surprised that the food just wasn't a second thought for the people who are drinking tequila or having it shoved down their throat. I'm happy to recommend it.
Excellent. Where else did you go?
To the airport.
Really?
The Orlando International Airport. You know, why would you go there to eat? Well, the Hyatt Regency inside the airport that most people just walk right under as they go to the security checkout has a very nice restaurant called McCoy's, celebrating its 10th anniversary, and they celebrated by stripping the place down to the studs and redoing the entire thing. It's always a very pleasant space, but it's a nice cool greens and bamboo woods. And again, we're locally sourcing, and so there's lots of good local meats, produce, also sushi that they've moved into the middle of the dining room. A very able sushi chef there. I really think it's a good place for people to consider if they're flying out. Just build a little bit of time into your arrival and go up to on the lobby level of the Hyatt Regency, and just know that you still need to get through security. You're going to fly out happy with the food that you had rather than, you know, a bag of peanuts on board.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.